Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin sits to my right.
Yes.
On Sundays after Browns games, this man sits to my right. He's Mr. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network. And hey. He sits on Andy's left during the pregame show.
Nope, his right.
Up, also close. On the right side.
You were close.
Also on the right side.
All the way in the studio, he is to the left. You're
figured
correct.
It was one or the other.
Yeah.
Hello, Tyvis.
Hello, Tyvis.
Gentlemen, how you fellas doing today?
Not as bad as you might think.
Uh-oh. Where are we at as a fan base? What's the call?
When it comes to Ohio State, it's really easy. We're in a great mood.
Yeah, before we get to the Browns, congratulations to your Buckeyes. And I asked Andy last segment, I said, any of those Ryan Day haters out there, does this win them over?
Yeah, I think so. I think that all the haters only wanted to win this game. You know, this is the one thing that Ryan Day hasn't done in a while. And I think that finally getting that done has definitely eased the mind of a lot of Buckeye fans. Now, obviously, he's got to continue to keep going and building because his team is just so dominant that anything short of a national championship is kind of out of the realms. But I think he's on everybody's good graces with this one.
Can you play for the national championship? In other words, you've got the Big Ten championship coming up against Indiana, and Andy asked, are the wide receivers going to play? I wonder how colleges plan for that in this day and age now, as far as, hey, the big goal is winning the national championship, and does that appease the fan base? You know, with a rivalry game, maybe not, as we saw last year.
Yeah, I mean, that rivalry game, obviously him losing it, it was people wanted him gone, finito, he was finished.
Yeah.
And the only way to even see another light of day was for him to go on that incredible run and win it all. I think the fan base is kind of like, we kind of forgive you, but we still want that win. So it's nice that he's there. I think when you look at all the injuries at the wide receiver position and all of those things, I mean, they look good. I guess them not playing those 3 weeks did Cardale Tate some justice, because when you see him out there catching a bomb and you see Jeremiah Smith catching a 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-whatever it was, a touchdown on that play to put them up, it was like, okay, you know, it was worth not seeing them for those couple of weeks. So I think all is good. Everything's trending in the right direction. As long as this team stay healthy, there's nobody that can beat them.
All right, here's the question. Today, Heisman ballots go out. They have to be returned next Monday. Is the Big Ten championship going to determine the Heisman Trophy winner from the quarterback position?
Yes. Yes, it is. I think if Fernando Mendoza can go out there and dice up the best defense in the country, he deserves to be the Heisman.
And deserves to be the number one pick if he does that. If he can do that, I agree with that.
True. And then on the vice versa, if Julian Sain can go out there and look good against a very disruptive Indiana team, take care of the football and put up his numbers of 300 yards and a bunch of touchdowns, I think he's done. He can do it. He can win it as well, because everybody's talking about Heisman moment. Everybody has a Heisman moment. Well, I feel like this last game against the Wolverines was all a Heisman moment. I mean, the guy, they went down, he battled adversity, he threw a pick, and then he came back and played lights out after that. Isn't that what Fernando Mendoza did? Isn't that kind of, would that not be considered a Heisman moment? So I feel like he's kind of even those playing fields. Now that these guys are going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, and you know you got the Big Ten championship on the line and the Heisman on the line, that's a lot of pressure for both quarterbacks to face. I feel like whatever one can handle that the best, she deserves to be a Heisman.
All right, let's get to what we had in Cleveland yesterday. One of the teams you played for, the Niners, had three touchdowns yesterday. Touchdown drive lengths, a combined 66 yards, 16 yards, 32 yards, 18 yards. Goodness gracious, I don't care how good Jim Schwartz's defense is. That's a short field, Tyvus.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. You know, this defense, we challenge this defense every week to try to be great, you know, and I just think that they keep getting the short end of the stick. You know, it's sad that here we are all the way this late in the season and we're still talking about the same things that we talked about in like week three. You know, you think that you got it fixed, but that offense just has not done enough to produce. And then when you add the special teams unit in it not producing, now you only got one unit doing well out of three. Yeah, you're not going to win any games like that. And it was unfortunate because going into halftime, I was very confident that they could find a way to win this game, and it just kind of slipped away. We kind of just gave them the game. And given this Browns team, we've heard that and said that too many times this season.
Is there any value to letting someone off the coaching staff go today?
I don't think so. I know people have been screaming for Bubba Ventrone's job. So when they fired Joe Woods, right? I feel like Joe Woods was fired. He knew he was fired, but they didn't publicly fire him. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to fire Bubba, like, to me, I think, like, all right, you can fire him, but he'll still be there. I just think that Kevin or whoever will be down there more having to put their attention on it to, like, kind of take it over. It was the same thing with, like, the offensive line coach last year. What's his name?
Dickerson. Andy Dickerson.
Yeah. He was, like, fired in the middle of the season. Mike Vrabel was coaching the O-line last year. So it's like you kind of, like, that kind of stuff happens. This organization just does not publicly fire people during the middle of the season. They might let you know, like, at the end of the year, it's over with for you, and somebody will come over and take over your duties for the rest of the season. But publicly, I don't think they will fire him.
Tyvus Powell joining us, and Tyvus works with us on the Browns Radio Network. I threw this out earlier in the show, and I don't think the offensive coaching staff has done a great job. I don't know how you could say that they have when the rankings are so poor and the results have been so poor. But I also don't think they've been given much of a roster to work with. Have you, in your experience as an NFL player, can coaches rise above a roster that's not good enough? Have you seen that happen very often? Maybe it has.
Really.
Does that
not
happen?
Really. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have the Johns and the Joes. You know, it's not always X's and O's. You got to have the Johns and the Joes as well. You know, even you know, we look at teams like let's say like the Patriots. You know, Patriots didn't have a wide receiver corps, but they had the quarterback that could make that wide receiver corps look good with Tom Brady, right? So I think that in those scenarios, you got to at least have a guy. You got to at least have the dude. And for those teams, they had it at the right position, which is the quarterback position, which is the position that we have as a revolving door right now. So, therefore, it's so hard to overcome that if you don't have the guy at the helm right now. So, to answer your question, no, it's hard for a coach to overcome not having the players.
What is your assessment of Shedeur Sanders yesterday?
I just feel like he didn't do enough. You know, I feel like Shedeur right now, so coming into this year, everybody was all about why is he not playing? Why is he not playing? And after just doing some digging and talking to some people around, you know, that's been in the locker room, that's played there and all these things, you know, the assessment that I got from him was, you know, he's not doing a great job of going through his progressions and he's not seeing the field clear or quick enough, you know? And it's funny because I was like, oh yeah, well, that definitely won't get you on the field. So we see, boom, he gets his opportunity to get on the field. And we see the Ravens game, they blitzed him. So he didn't have a lot of time to process things, to get the ball out quick and all those things. So that was an absolute disaster. Then you give him the Raiders game. The Raiders game, he looks a lot better. He looks more poised. You see guys start to make plays. Okay, maybe he's figuring something out. You know, by any means, it wasn't perfect, but it was like, okay, maybe he's figuring some things out. But it still never really has been a point where you've asked your door to take a five-step drop, hitch up, and throw the ball. Like, it's never, I've never really seen that. It's always a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of improvisation on his, on some of his best plays. And I think that's the processing part that the person that gave me the information was talking about. Okay, he's not seeing it. He's not. So that everybody asked, what's the biggest difference between him and Dylan Gabriel? Dylan Gabriel, if you tell him to take a five-step drop and get rid of the ball, if he's not blocked by his offensive line, he will do just that, right? And I think that's the biggest difference between the two quarterbacks right now. He has to do better at playing on time. And I think that's the one thing that was holding him back. And I think that's the thing that's stopping him from going to the next level, because I think he throws a really good ball. I think he has, the way he commands the offense, the way people believe in him, he has all of those things. Now, he has to really iron out just the simple play-to-plays thing where it comes to diagnosing the play on your drop, going to the place where you're supposed to go on time. If he does that, I think he could be as good as anybody in his league. But right now, that's, to me, what's holding him back from being considered a quarterback of the future for many, many years for the Browns.
That's a great assessment. Does he have enough time? Let's just say he starts the final five games. Is that enough time to convince the organization that they can pass up an opportunity next year where they're going to have to take a quarterback high in the draft? I mean, they're going to be up there, and there's going to be somebody there you would think they might like. But is five games enough?
I just seen Todd McShay compare Dante Moore to C.J. Stroud, which was funny. What does he look like in those five games? Is five games enough? Sure. If you're telling me he's going out there, he's throwing for 250, two touchdowns in all five games, that definitely is enough time. Yeah. I think, honestly, where we're at with Shador and even Dylan, we got to rip the training wheels off. We got to stop this. We got to stop this screen game and all of this. Let's just go out there, play quarterback. Go out there, let it rip. Let it fly. What do we have to lose? It's not like we're going to the playoffs anyways. So let's just go out there and let this thing rip. Let him go out there and try to diagnose things and get rid of the ball and try to throw it in tight windows and see if he can make those throws. Because I think that's ultimately what you want to know. Does he have the arm talent to get this done? We've seen some of the explosive passes down the field. We seen him against Baltimore in that final drive, throw the ball to Harold Fannin on that 20-yard dig play. That was one of the best throws I've ever seen him make in the NFL. And we could consistently get play like that, then yes, you got your answer on the quarterback position. But he does have to really clean up the playing on time aspect, because it's not just him. That was one of the knocks on all of these quarterbacks that came out last year, that none of them really played on time. So he got to clean that part up. And if he can do that, I think I'm all in on the Shador train if he could just clean that part up. If not, it's going to make them wonder, what if we go out and draft this guy? What if we go trade for this guy? So I think he has to do in these final five games is answer that and make them get rid of the what if factor. Make them think, okay, we got a guy that we can believe in. Let's build around him.
All right, you have 15 seconds to answer this question. More impressive, Myles Garrett, 26 tackles for loss, Myles Garrett, 18 sacks. Which one's more impressive?
The tackle for loss, because if you break the tackle for loss thing, I think that's a disruptive dude if you could break, because that's one of them things. What is it, 39, I think, J.J. Watt had? If he could break that's one of the ones that I didn't think would ever be touched.
Yep, 39. Thank you.
Talk to you on Sunday.
See y'all Sunday. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
You know, Jeff, you can get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Daryl Ryder. That's right. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on the field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season, including Brownie Bites following last night's game.
If you're looking for the most accurate, fair assessment of where Shedeur Sanders is, and you weren't listening last segment to Tyvus Powell, go back and listen to it on the rewind function on the Odyssey app, because I thought Tyvus was right on the money about what he said about Shedeur and where he is. And he said, and if this happens, I think he could become a really good quarterback. I think we're all probably in agreement on that. I thought Tyvus was really good on that. And then he also said, I asked him, 5 games, is that enough time? And he said, yeah, if he goes out and throws for to figure out if he's the long-term guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he goes out and throws for 250 every game and a couple of touchdowns.
He's right.
And then Tyvus added this, and it's time to rip the training wheels off. I couldn't agree more. You have 5 games left.
Let him play.
Let him go. But Andy, can I say the same thing about Dylan Gabriel?
Sure. You can say the same thing. I mean, I felt the same way about him. I think they were holding him back at points because they just didn't.
I think so, too.
So concerned about turning the ball over.
Despite the fact they made him throw 52 passes one game. That wasn't good. But they weren't the kind of throws that would allow a quarterback, I don't think, to make a great impression. It was a weird game. I'd like to see Dylan again, but I also need to see more of Shedeur. So take the training wheels off and let it go, man. Let it fly. And let's see. I don't think you're going to be able to determine if you actually have the quarterback of the future if you run a really conservative game plan.
I don't know. You don't have the team of the future around him either. And that's true for Gabriel and for Sanders.
Well, welcome to pro sports.
Yeah. I want to believe, you know. I want to believe that they can go into the draft and not have to draft a quarterback. But I do think we're going to be watching Saturday night, and you're going to be watching a kid from Indiana try to win the Heisman and maybe perhaps, depending on where you pick in the draft, win your hearts as a Browns quarterback in the future.
Who, by the way, in a mock draft I looked at this morning, had Fernando Mendoza going 5th to the Browns. Ethan is in Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Hey, fellas. How are we doing today?
We are very hanging well. In. It's a Browns Therapy Monday.
It is very much another Browns Therapy Monday, and Tyvus couldn't have hit it any better on the head. What we saw was maybe the best equivalent of a training wheels backyard football style of 8 plays of offense that we could have seen on Sunday. I stood at the top of a sledding hill covered in 10 inches of snow trying to watch this Browns game, got to halftime, hit the ramp a couple of times. My back is killing. And then I saw, which I was glad to see, that Quinshon Judkins definitely placed Nick Chubb's spot in easy hearts of Northeast Ohio. But here's the thing. We've seen enough of Larvadan trying to return a ball and drop it. We've seen enough of just terribly coached special teams to say, okay, if we're going to rip the training wheels off, then we're going to find a way to elevate a guy like Luke Floria.
Yep.
I've had enough of seeing the same 3 guys drop the ball, mishandle special teams, or when we run a reverse or double reverse to try and get these guys the ball, and they just can't produce. Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over? I just don't understand. I don't understand how Bubba Ventrone doesn't come out here and say, you know what, it's on me. And then for us today at 1 o'clock, when we get to hear Kevin Stefanski say, you know, I've looked at the tape. Enough of this. Well, I've got to look at the tape. I've looked at the tape, and I don't know what I'm doing. I think Tommy Reese is doing better at offensive coordinator. I know that we have maybe the best defensive coordinator in the NFL, but we've got some gaps to fill, and I think I need to bow out myself. Get Kevin out. Get Bubba out.
Kevin's just going to quit?
I don't think he's going to quit.
Well, I wouldn't quit if I were, even if he was the worst coach in the history of the game. I wouldn't quit. Yeah. I would let them tell me, hey, here's all my suits, and we'll roll them out to the parking lot like Lane Kiffin, and give me that paycheck that goes with it. Yes.
Don't even let him fly out of Cleveland. Let him fly out of Lakefront.
Okay, Ethan.
Ah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't see many planes going in and out yesterday either.
I try
to watch that during game time. Especially where we are in the cardiac club, you can kind of turn around and see planes landing sometimes during the break. It's kind of my little thing. I like doing that. I like to see how many fans are walking up to the game, late arriving crowd, early arriving crowd, but, you know, just not arriving crowd like this week. It's going to be bad, man.
Jeff is in Chesterland. Jeffrey, welcome.
Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How much would it take for you to go to the game this week? Just curious.
It's too cold.
Too cold. If they paid you, if they paid you to go to the game, would you go?
Well, I would, It's because it's expensive getting down there after parking. A couple
All right, they'll take care of your parking. They'll take care of your ticket. They'll take care of everything. What's your price?
I'm Andy Baskin.
What's the price?
I'm tour guide.
I'm just curious. What's the price?
That's it.
What's the price to get someone to go to this week's game? Because I got a feeling they're going to be giving away free toasters.
Free ticket, free parking. That should do it.
Oh, that's not bad. You're a pretty reasonable guy then. Okay.
Drink at your own pace because it's like $20 a beer, I think. Anyways.
You had comments?
You have a point there, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to talk about the game. I mean, it looked like they're just totally unprepared. I mean, I don't know what they're doing over there. And then the special teams is still a problem. Jerry Jeudy, I mean, what's up with that guy? I mean, last week he couldn't complete the play. He wanted to get cute. He was looking at the end zone. And
I forgot about that.
You don't hit him this time, and he's going to complain about it. Play calling, I mean – with the new guy calling the shots, I mean, all of a sudden we're doing all these trick plays. I mean, we're not even ready for regular plays. I mean, they should just really get it together next time. I mean, Stefanski, he just seems unprepared and can't spark the team, but it seems like he just gave up on the season a while ago.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much.
All right, uplifting phone call.
Sure was.
Yeah. Again, I ask you, I know that they give teams the day off after you get a win on Sunday, but how many days did they actually practice last week for this week's game? Because that's all they played. They played unprepared
yesterday.
Well,
they didn't give them Thanksgiving off.
Oh, they did.
You practice.
I asked a couple questions about that. Was it
and?
Well, they were all in the same area. They all adjoined or conjoined? No, what was
those are twins.
Yeah, no, well, not necessarily. So they arrived at Berea at the same time. They all were there at the same time. How's that sound?
Vague.
Exactly right.
That's how that sounds.
That's exactly how it sounds. Yes. Oh, what are we going to do with this team? What are we going to do?
Did Kevin forget how to coach?
Well, well, I don't know.
He had some talent, and they won 11 games twice.
Yeah, but like the plays, the trick plays, we've seen these before with different people, right?
What's a really nice play?
Well, like an end around. They ran an end around.
My God, Malachi Corley's your guy.
There's always a guy to run an end around.
The reincarnation of Elijah Moore.
I need Jarvis Landry.
Who's available, by the way?
I need Jarvis Landry is what I need.
Jarvis catches the ball.
Yeah, he can run too, though.
Yeah, but he catches the ball.
Yes.
We need some of that.
Yes, we do. Jeff, I will not argue with you, but we also need someone to get them the ball too.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how
truly
these things
work
out.
For the betterment of the organization in these five games, I truly think the offense needs to do what Tyvus suggested. And especially when you're going up against a one-win Tennessee team. Let's go. You know? Turn it loose. Let's go downfield. Let's throw. If you can't block Tennessee, well, then you can't block anybody. Then you might have to regroup. But let's see it. Turn them loose. Find out if Shadur can play quarterback in the NFL at a top-notch level.
Let me ask you this next. What are we watching for then? Over the next couple of weeks, what are we actually watching? We're looking to see if Shedeur Sanders can be your quarterback in the future, right?
Well, and perhaps Dylan Gabriel. I think there's a real clear path for Shedeur keeping him off the field. You have Tennessee, then you're at Chicago. Ben Johnson's done a great job there with one of the, I think, most improved teams in the league. What's that team have? Skill position on offense. Then you have Buffalo, Pittsburgh, who might need a win, and then at Cincinnati to finish things up.
Yeah.
And they might still have a chance. You never know.
I feel good that they'll be playing at 1 o'clock for the rest of the season. We don't have any other games that are.
Nope. The only flexible game is the Cincinnati game.
Yeah. It will be, I don't know. The joke lately flexed to 4 a.m. on FUBU. That's where they're going to end up.
Is that the joke?
Yes. Is there another obscure channel that we can talk about?
I thought
about?
It was FUBO.
FUBO, sorry. I was thinking of the clothing. Sorry.
I'm in. Play him in Siberia and show it on gas station TV. Heck, I'm here for it.
By the way, when you pump, when you pump gas at those gas station TV things,
yeah.
Doesn't it scare the you-know-what out of you when all of a sudden somebody's right behind you and they're talking?
It's Maria
Menounos.
Menounos.
Yeah, it scares the heck out of me.
Oh, she's awesome.
Well, I know, but I don't expect it. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there pumping gas, and then all of a sudden, somebody's talking in my ear.
Hi, Maria.
Either that, or put it on that random channel that you see at the bar where everybody's doing nothing but trick stuff.
Oh, I watch that every once. That's a weird channel. Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea.
It's like Trick TV or something like that. I don't know. That is a weird channel.
All I know is the only place I can watch it is at bars. I've never been able to find it anywhere else.
One specific bar plays that over and over and over again.
Yeah, put that.
Yeah. They have good wings at that place. I like their wings. I'm just saying.
You like anybody's wings.
No, that's not necessarily true. There are certain wings that I really, really like, and the place that he's talking about I really, really like. There's another place that I really, really love.
There's nothing
so we have
worse.
Like, makes me like go, and love.
There's makes nothing me want to go to a ski resort wings. Here that has it. That
there little restaurant nothing right there. Worse than bad chicken wings. It's such a letdown.
Overcooked bad is bad.
Wings. Yeah.
Anybody have dry turkey? Anybody complaining about turkey?
No.
Thanksgiving?
No, turkey was good. My uncle took it over this year and he killed it.
You know, my nephew rocked this year. He was good. My wife made another turkey yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
We did Thanksgiving twice. So we did a giant family Thanksgiving and then we did a immediate family.
I'm shocked you can walk.
I did sleep very well last night.
You guys tired of talking Shedeur? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Have you watched this nonsense?
Did you see yesterday's game?
I saw some things happen on the field after Malik Collins went down that led to big comments from Browns players afterwards. Shelby Harris calling out Juwan Johnson and saying some things that we couldn't air on the postgame show yesterday because they were a little strong and we like having an FCC license. However, since then, we've had time to doctor this baby up, and it's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. I feel sorry for Kevin. And that said, they're not doing a very good job coaching the team either. So it's obviously all not working very well. Shelby Harris had some comments. We're going to get to those in just a second.
Oh boy, did he.
Dan's in Seven Hills. Hi, Dan.
Daniel.
Hey, morning or afternoon. I mean, love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, one, I do agree with you that pull out all the stops for the Titans. If you can't do it against them, you don't deserve to be on the team. But the one question I did have for the two of you guys is the year Stefanski won Coach of the Year, he had Van Pelt and Bill Callahan. Van Pelt was a favorite of Aaron Rodgers, and Bill Callahan was arguably a top three offensive line coach in the league, if not number one. My question is the years he won Coach of the Year, do you think that was a mirage and we're now finally seeing the true Kevin Stefanski?
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to say no, I don't think we're seeing the true Kevin Stefanski. I think the talent around him, I think the tendencies he has to call some of these plays that are a little, and again, I think the trick plays are him, or he had something to do with them, or going for it on fourth and one. When he's had success, he's had great talent on the field. I just don't think he's trying to run some plays with the guys that don't have the same talent that he's had in the past. That said, they've made some really silly mistakes, and I also think they weren't prepared yesterday for the game. I don't think they were ready, and that's straight on the head coach. There's no one else to blame other than him on that. I don't think his team was prepared and ready to play. And, you know, I just, when they said they had the day off after they won their third game of the season, I was like, are you serious? I don't know. It's just.
I also don't think it was a mirage. When Kevin had some pretty decent talent, he won 11 games twice. And you know, even when it wasn't that good, they were around 500 for a couple of years.
This is Maggie Gray with an Odyssey.
Maggie, quit interrupting. I'm right in the middle of a deep thought, and Maggie interrupts. I am tired of Maggie Gray interrupting. Okay?
Thanks, Maggie. She does this all the time.
I know.
I don't think she cares about us.
I don't think she does either.
I think she just wants
her airtime. She wants to go along.
Like, I've got to be the person. I'm the show here. I'm the goat.
I think they've been reaching for things, Andy. When you don't have the talent to reach, you're trying to do anything to help your team win, and I think it's backfiring. Fourth and one at your own 33 in a 2-point game, and you go for it. That's just not good coaching. And there are times that I've thought in the past, the one thing about Kevin that's driven me nuts since he's been here is not running the ball when he had Nick Chubb in the red zone. You know, inside the 10, you're running trick plays and stuff. Give it to Nick. Yeah. Let him go. Now you have Quinshon. Give it to him. Let him go. So that's what I think about that. I want to hear what we've put together here. And Dan's going to spring it on us. Yesterday, Shelby Harris had comments to say in the locker room. And it was in response to some stuff by 49ers wide receiver Juwan Johnson. And apparently when Malik Collins went down with his injury, something was said, and Miles said something about it in his press conference, and Miles said, you know, I tried to go over and break it up a little bit, then he started getting into me and yelling at me, you know, if that's what the way you want to be and everything else. Apparently it was really inappropriate stuff. Shelby Harris just went out and flat out brought it up and mentioned some things that we could not air because, again, we are governed by the Federal Communications Commission and we'd like to retain a license. But when you take something like that and turn it over to Dan Menigan, it turns into something fun.
He makes it special.
He does.
So there's a boatload of four-letter words that found their way in here that we are not allowed to play on the air, but I've always thought the beep left a lot to be desired.
You don't like the beep, huh?
And so I figured in this regard, let's try something new here, which is the idea that we can go to our friends at Merriam-Webster.
Interpret?
And get the definitions of exactly what Shelby Harris had to say in this moment. And so with a little help from an AI voice and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, we bring you Shelby Harris's post-game comments about the issue that Jeff laid out.
He's a sexually promiscuous person.
And I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched.
A typically paired male reproductive gland that produces sperm and secretes testosterone.
Because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft.
Something of little value or poor quality.
And I want that known. I see exactly why they punch you.
A typically paired male reproductive gland that produces sperm and secretes testosterone.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Oh my God.
Well, we have a new member of the show. We'd like to welcome her. Does she have a name?
I have no idea, but you know, it's nice to just have it explained to you in such a way without having to think to yourself which four-letter word is being used.
Plus, you know, the beep doesn't always work. Sometimes you hear too much.
Yeah.
You get shh and everybody starts freaking out. But this way is much better.
It's what we aim for. That's what we aim for.
Dano, that was perhaps the best bit of work you've ever done, which explains your career. But well done.
No, I'm thinking about actors, different actors voicing that over.
I mean, we can start finding AI and, you know, grab other bites from post games during the season and see what we can do. We can see what other people we can find. Again, you can't get fired for the definition.
Could you imagine Liam Neeson doing that?
I'd like Denzel Washington doing
Denzel would be good, too. Yeah.
Denzel would be good. Denzel would be good.
Who else would be good? There's a lot. Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry.
Baseball. Diane's in Cleveland. Diane, did you like our explanations? Diane, did that work for you there?
That was crazy, guys. Oh, my gosh.
We'll thank Dan Menigan.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, and thank you to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary for making all of us smarter.
Thank you. Thank
Diane,
you.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, my goodness. That game yesterday. But I agree with you guys. Just let... You know, we got five games left. Just air it out. Air it out. Let's see what we got.
I couldn't agree more. And, Diane, you know what else? If you it out, you might just stumble onto a wide receiver, too.
That's true. But you know what? I do like Harold Fanning Jr. I think he's special. I think he's going to be special for us.
I hope you're right. Diane, thank you for the call, as always.
Oh, she's got another point. Go ahead. Thank you.
And I do like Quinshon Judkins. I think we got our, you know, as even though I wish Nick Chubb was still here, but I think, you know, we got an able, you know, we got a young man that can take up that, you know, take up that slack.
Diane, I agree with you. Thanks for calling again. We appreciate it. I'm afraid to hear what Kevin says about Dylan Sampson, by the way. I don't want to.
Why?
Because he's been cooking the last couple of games. It's been fun to see him kind of emerge.
Yeah.
And he got dinged up a little yesterday.
Oh, you're worried that he's hurt. Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried that he's hurt. Don't want him to be
hurt. He has looked good the last two games. I think he's the guy we kind of thought they were getting from Tennessee. He's played that way the last two
games. I thought he's played really, really well. By the way, Juwan Johnson better be careful. And he got into it the week before with Morig from the Carolina Panthers, who got suspended for a game, and he got fined. Johnson
what
did
is
about 12
I mean,
grand.
I don't like. I was.
I asked Tyvus yesterday. What is it?
What is crossing the line?
Yeah, that's what I said. And he said, "The minute you start talking family."
Oh. Yeah, I guess that would be crossing the line. That's silly.
So that might have been it.
I thought it was interesting because I didn't realize how bad it was because. I don't know if we still have it or not, but Miles' explanation of what he had said yesterday, and Miles was like, you know, I was brought up one way, and you know, and some guys need that to play. I thought Miles gave a great answer on that yesterday about, you know,
if that's the way you want to be, you'd be that way.
Yeah, you're gonna get hurt though.
Well, somebody's gonna go after him
for sure.
You know,
is it worth a one game suspension when you know you're, you know. Especially if your team's out of it.
Well, it might be worth a one.
And then what happens now and people get mad at you for what you're saying? You end up with the Raiders. Is that how it works?
Wow, that's harsh.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's the Raiders. The Raiders lost.
It was back in the old days.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Now you have Tom Brady.
Mean machine, right? Weren't the Raiders really the mean machine?
They actually were the mean machine.
Yes.
Without the convictions.
Yeah.
And for most cases. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up next. If you missed the Shelby Harris comments, I'm guessing you'll hear him later in the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.